Blog Talk Radio.
A little bit louder.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thanks, everybody. Love having you with us. You're joining us on Blog Talk Radio. Glad to have you. It is hump day after all, and this is a great time to begin a reading that will take you through the rest of the week and into your week and into your future.
And real quick, and this goes to International, let us know, and we'll give you a shout-out like we were going to give Siobhan International.
Love to have you, baby.
Land of
yes. Joining us. And those of you who are on Facebook, you're able to actually watch us doing what we do live from the Psychic Love Doctor Show.
Sure, and any of the Blog
page,
Talk folks that are listening
you
can do that.
Yeah.
Any of the Blog Talk folks that are just tuning in for the first time, you can go to the Facebook Live and
sure, and you don't have to, like, join anything.
No, you know, you don't have to speak. We won't even know. We'll just see a number. We won't see, like, it doesn't tell us who's in there. It just says how many are in there watching.
So it started, I'm sure most of you have heard, Depp has, I don't know if we should use the word one. Yeah, I'm going to, but I just wanted to mention, those of you that haven't heard, he did come out of this with $15 million in his Bible suit. And I guess she's getting...
she's getting two. Now, they said, the jury said 15.
Yeah.
10 for comp and 5 for punitive million. But then the jury said, let's remind you, Virginia law says the maximum you can do is $350,000 for punitive. Right?
Yeah. I just think the whole thing, I'm
so
glad
10.3
it's over.
Versus 2.
Weeks, she looked very stoic to me through the whole thing, except you could tell she was going to go somewhere and cry her heart out. He wasn't even there, as most of you know. He's in the UK having a good time. So just wanted to mention to all of you, in case you're wondering, last week I had looked at the cards, and the person that attended our...
Mike. Yeah.
He had wanted to know what was going to be my prediction, and I'm going to tell you, I laid them down,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't
twice.
Handle on it.
Oh, you did it twice, didn't you?
Yeah, and I did it another day, too.
Oh, did
you? And I think a lot of it with the jury really transpire until, what's today, Wednesday? They had Monday and Tuesday.
But yeah, because you did it while they were still doing testimonies.
Yeah.
You didn't even, it wasn't even... closing bullshit.
Yeah.
Which I call
exactly.
Closing arguments, lawyer closing arguments.
But I did do the cards just before the show. I wanted to know, how is Miss Amber Heard feeling after all this? And of course, all of you are going to say, gee, Jeff, not exactly all for the cards. But I wanted to see where she is at. And truly,
Mike is there.
Glad to have you with us.
Mike from
really
the UK.
Thought she was going to sweep, you know, and so this was extremely devastating for her. So,
yeah, you know, and let's look at it. Not so much for her, but for a lot of it's not about the money. The money is like they want it to be painful, but mainly it's like, hey, I have this image. I do public stuff that to be known to the public that that's crap because I have more. I want to get hired and make lots of money in the future. So that's what and in order to stick it to somebody with a lot of money, you got to try to sue them for a lot of money.
Right. Right. But it did kind of surprise me to see in the cards, she had absolutely no preconceived idea that she might take a loss.
And, you know, I say for a fact, a lot of these lawyers
that was good.
Pump yeah. sunshine up a guy, but chick skirt. Like, oh boy, don't worry. You got a good legal. We're confident. Should have said, well, you know, flip a coin, bitch. That's what they should have said. It all depends on seven people there, what they're going
to
think.
To see that she did bring out into the press matters pertaining to the violence. And that whole Me Too campaign, it's went out there, and a lot of the kingpins say in Hollywood, cabal.
Yeah, those are the ones that are the reason for that.
But I also want to say, I think it's time that women get held, you know, they have their feet held to the fire too. If you're being abused, and I speak as one who has the, you know, if you do nothing about it, I think you're doing not only yourself a big disservice, you know, your family too. If you're a man and you are being abused, I say, out there. You know, do you agree, Jim? Do you think that we just wave that flag and say, hey, I'm a...
I know there's actually a few out there. Back in the 80s,
yeah,
early 90s or whatever, there actually used to be some homes for abused husbands. You know how they had them for a while?
Shelters?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It does happen. It does. And you know what? If you don't think it happens, watch some of these documentaries.
Yeah.
About the internet killers. I can't remember the names of them, but there are a lot of these that are very abusive with the guy. And the guy's trying to be like, I'm tougher, but I can't do that physical stuff. And then they start going down a cycle, like women with a cycle of abuse. Right?
You know what I'd like to see now? And then we go on to the reading.
Yes.
I want to see Johnny viewing this, considering this to an epiphany for him that it's time to clean up his act with the drugs, with the drinking.
And choose wisely on your women.
God, yes.
Don't choose the ones that are a lot of fun right now but are broken.
And then transform later.
Yep, turn into freaking cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo.
So anyway.
All right, cards.
Moving on. To those that are new, brand new with us,
mm-hmm.
I am using nothing but an ordinary deck of playing cards.
Poker.
Yeah. We could sit down right now and start poker.
Good.
With them.
Yes, we could. And she likes the poker ones because of the width.
Yeah.
You know, the bridge ones are skinnier. She's not a fan.
Well, they're not. They don't have all the cards in them either.
No, that's Pinochle.
Oh, that's so. Pinochle,
yeah,
right.
Bridge cards have all the cards in there because people hold a butt ton, I guess, during bridge in their hands, so they have to be able to look at
it. I had a deck until it's practically raggedy, and I had to get a new one. So tonight, if you see me kind of...
Yep. They might go flying.
Right. But the thing is, I become so attuned to the deck, you know, that I don't like to switch them out on absolutely.
Well, it's that way for people that just play cards. So
yeah.
Certain points are broken in and like, oh, these are so nice. And then sometimes I start getting a little torn edges and you just don't want, you hate to go to a new deck.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to suck it up and do it eventually. We all do, right? Okay. Let's talk about the show. A really good show. We got a couple people on hold. Do not worry. We do, and you will not be forgotten. And we'll talk about that. First thing I want to mention is, number call in. That's what we'll start with. Is multiple ways to contact us. Is phone. That number is 515-602-9676. That actually goes through Blog Talk Radio, and you'll be hold. Kind of basically, you're going on hold. Hold in a queue, and you will be, and you'll. That means everything's cool. We see you on a list. You won't be forgotten. You're not calling agency where they won't pick up for days and days and days. We see you. It's cool. If something happened where we had 100 callers, we would actually let area code so and so. We're not going to get you. It would be nice. We wouldn't leave you hanging and screw you. So if you hear nothing from us, you're going to get a reading before the show ends.
And remind everyone, this is a flow. What do we want to call it? Like a flow over. Or a
overflow.
Overflow.
You can talk to them.
Yeah, because on News for the Soul, Monday also airs on Blog Talk Radio. Our show is so busy from the moment we start till we end that often don't get their readings. They fall through the cracks because the show is over. So this is our way of trying to connect with them and with you who are here with us. And that's why we do it. But we also urge you, try to check in with news.com sometime. If you can't have been with her for Whitney for quite some time.
She's had a blog talk radio show. Well, the radio station. It's not
yeah,
a show. She
a
has
station.
Multiple shows.
Information that spans the spectrum.
It probably yeah. says in there how many years. It's been
25.
It's been a gazillion years. Probably Blog Talk was probably pretty new when she did it then. Probably.
I think so. And you will find people on there that are big names. Dee Williams.
Well, you don't do something for 25 years, that's for sure.
Deepak Chopra's on there. I know there's a whole bunch of them.
That is bizarre. I mean, a rat name.
Does it?
Yeah.
Hey, Deepak.
Isn't that one, Tupac? Well, he's dead. There were some names that were just like that, you know.
All right.
Anyway, we'll go back to communications. All right. Phone, that's what you have to Skype into. Just let you know. You don't have the conventional cell phone. You get Skypes. You get them. We get like one probably a week between all the shows we do. And internationally, if you really, really talk to us and you can't messenger for some reason, because I'm going to talk about that next. Skype in, there's a fee, and it's nowhere near what it would be to call domestically on a cell phone. Internationally, I mean, on a cell phone.
Minnesota.
Compared, yeah. I mean, but if you don't have to, if you can messenger us, that's what you should do. If and that's what we're going to next. If you can't call in, we will take Facebook Messenger, folks. And you can messenger Deborah Lee. You have to, we kind of put that on our link and our stuff. But you can't just... hey, I'm ready to go. You have to only messenger us when we say, literally say, hey, Facebook folks, messenger us now. And I'm not saying that was an example. Because it doesn't have an automatic queue, put you on hold automatically system. So
yeah.
If you do it when we're not ready, we're going to have to say not now. And you'll have to wait till we tell you we're ready. Just because we said not now, you're not get punished and banned. Anything. But just please wait until we say messenger now.
Exactly.
And it happens, depending on people are busy and stuff, but we don't have to do either, and they're in their Facebook Live viewers, and they just type it in, then we'll ask you folks, too. We will turn to you, so if you can't do either, you can hang out for the whole show, do so. You never know. We
pretty have much,
Monday, yeah. not as much, but there's a good chance we will turn to one or
yeah.
two Facebook Live viewers. Okay?
And also, there's a device out there that's been advertised for years, and we need some folks that actually use it to call family back in Spain. It's called Magic Jack, and there's probably many competitors.
There's a lot of them now.
Basically, isn't it using VoIP?
I don't think it's a device anymore like it used to be.
It used to be an actual
It used to be
device.
Back in the day when the internet was new. Magic Jack was they were the trailblazer, and it wasn't actual. I think it's just software. And you have to sign up and pick up.
So there you go. Are we rolling or what?
I think we are there. I don't think I get numbers yet. I would jump right into
not.
The. Just a reminder that, and they're important, we found out that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. And let that sink in because it's a disclaimer, but it does mean something, especially folks that are new or fairly new. It's you get a reading here, it's a reading. We have to say entertainment. Purposes only, so nobody just thinks they're going to take us. We're going to be on TV.
Right.
The bottom line is the future changes. It changes second. Every second it could be. It's changing.
Very.
Not change your path right away, but there's like a bizarre things out there that can domino effect and just change your little path a little bit. So today it says this is happening. Doesn't mean 2 weeks from now it's going to keep happening. So don't start mortgaging houses and getting rid of wives and dogs and kids and all that stuff because you had one reading or even read. You got to take it with a grain of salt and analyze your life and look at the decisions that you make.
What is truly meant for you will be there constantly. It'll keep showing up as it gets closer and closer. And if you think about the odds, 24-card layout, that's only 24 cards I do. I would think the odds are a wee bit on the astronomical side for the same three cards to fall over and over in a spread.
Yeah. Going to college days, I calculate that. Statisticians do that. label, but you can actually figure out that odds and the or likely to happen. And it's going to be, like she said, it's pretty ass. It's not infinite, but it's a gigantic number.
It's got to be.
It's gigantor. It is.
Yeah, it definitely has to be. So
yeah, it is big.
I think we've jibber-jabbered enough.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to our first caller. And like I say, we're back of the caller. We got it. I look at the phone numbers. My own little list, who's first or not, because sometimes Blog Talk will juggle. I make sure that the people that have been holding the most first. And that will, and there's, look at, there's like, watch how, like 5 seconds when I click it. Wow, that was faster. Okay, we're going to first caller, code 423, Tennessee, it always rhymes. 423,
hello.
First caller.
Hi, who's with us?
It's Damien, y'all.
Hi, Damien.
How are you doing?
What's up? What's
I'm doing okay. Just ate some dinner. How are y'all doing?
We're doing good. It's surviving.
Yeah. What did you have for dinner?
I had some Chinese. I had some General Chow's with some white rice, and getting ready to eat some chicken lo mein. Here, I'm just going to let this settle first.
Sounds good.
I love lo mein in general. Yeah. Chicken is good. I love Chinese food myself.
Yeah.
There's like very, very few dishes on your Chinese menu that I don't like.
Now, I have a full-fledged Japanese daughter-in-law who has just moved to the States with my son, and I will be going to Texas to visit with them. I have a feeling I'm going to get introduced to some authentic Japanese.
She came and visited here and did make cook a little, some of the
miso, I think
the miso soup or some other stuff, but yeah. So anyway, all right.
All right, Damien, bring us up.
Yeah, what you got cooking?
All right, so been on the phones all week, and I have been striking out left and right. I mean, I've been calling all over Virginia. I mean, I've been calling southwestern Virginia, upper and lower southwest Virginia, central Virginia, eastern Virginia, where you all are at, up in northern Virginia, and I am just striking out left and right. Like, no one does what needs to be done for this particular case. So I guess for tonight's reading is whether it's in the cards or you get, like, maybe some sort of clairvoyant message of where do I need to narrow down my search to begin to find this lawyer?
And why don't any of them cover this kind of territory?
Apparently it's a very special type of real estate law that needs to be covered, called real estate litigation. And I had pretty high hopes for one in Virginia Beach, and she got back in touch with me this evening and said that unfortunately she doesn't do real estate litigation, despite, you know, when I look at her services, they're pretty broad spectrum for real estate.
Mm-hmm.
But she is going to be sending me a list of who she refers to, but
wonderful.
I already know of two in that area that represented the lender, so they're going to automatically be out. And if she recommends those two, then, no bueno.
Well, that's good. I was gonna mention that to get some – so that's good. And she's sending you a list, so you saw two, but – maybe there's a good chance on that list somebody's going to be the winner.
Now, we have a real estate individual who has been working very in-depth in real estate. I'm going to ask him right after.
Okay.
What he would suggest and see who we can come up with for you. Because there's got to be. Yes, Pablo.
Okay.
So
I'm actually supposed to be...
I do any zombies.
Anyway, too late. That cat's out of the way. Anyway, back to Damien.
You still have a really good chance of winning this case.
Yeah,
it's right here, but also, they're not taking it. There's not any anymore.
I was...
It's right here. Bada boom, right there.
That's what I was thinking, that people in the state field are probably looking for, like, popping, ba-ching, ba-chang type stuff. So, but eventually you'll find the person that...
Litigators.
Oh, that's not big enough money for us.
No, they want the big money.
We want things and versus government battles.
Big condo, set up.
City of Virginia Beach versus somebody. And
that's not right.
Property's worth $10 million and they only want to give them $300,000.
And I really didn't expect that answer, Damien. I thought it was going to be that they're just swamped, or they have kind of transitioned to another area. But that's what it is. You're a potato.
Sure, and they're not going to say that, of course.
Unfortunately.
They're not going to say that. It makes them look bad, and somebody would put it on Facebook or something. Or Yelp and say, Lisa, suck. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And they would do that. Okay.
So I really think that you're at that point now, and if you were like on, and this was what you wanted me to do for you, I'm saying, you know what I'm getting with my son is that the higher power wants to persevere in this in this injustice that's been done to you.
So it's making it difficult to nail a legal firm down because you're going to get the right one. You're not going to get somebody saying, oh, we'll do it, but they're not qualified, right?
Well, right.
Like the meant-to-be philosophy.
It's kind of like also when you go to buy a house, a lot of them don't want to deal with you unless you're, you know, up there in the sixth.
Mm-hmm.
They're thinking, I want a $7,000 house, you know, or whatever. But that's what I'm saying. That is what you've run into. And they're just not going to do that. But the cards will. And there is a woman that I feel is going to surface. Now, I'm really grateful that lady, that one lawyer, is going to send you, a list of those. That's what we need in this case is referrals. You know, there's. I just feel in my heart of hearts, if this looks like a deal and like you were really spinning your wheels, I honestly tell you, but that's not what I think. I honestly believe you just have to persevere for this. You want it, and I know you do. So, you bringing this case back to life, I'm seeing that it's going to be like, oh shit. You know,
So he's just basically got to keep on trucking.
Keep on.
It's a hurdle, but not an insurmountable hurdle. It's just a little speed bump, basically,
right,
on his path.
The news here is that he's going to win this
case. So you see that.
And there's a very valuable piece of property, and there's money involved.
So you see the winning, which means you can't win without getting. So you're going to get a legal firm. It's just a matter. It's not an if, it's a when.
Yeah.
The journey's becoming rough with a lot of speed bumps. Probably a good reason for that, so you get the right people.
Because if we roll back, if they had been meant to win, they would have,
They wouldn't have asked to withdraw their case.
Never.
Wow, that's called a sign.
and so that's what I'm thinking, boy, you better keep going.
It's got to be frustrating because, you know, it's all this time and effort, you know, and you're just find the right people.
And it's not right.
Got to be discouraging.
That they're just looking for
The way it is with a lot of this. No matter what your case is, a lot of them are. You know? You could go like, well, I got in this accident. And then it'll settle because you don't deserve much. It's like, well, because you're not going to make some money. We want to settle that. No, people don't want to go to court over you, a lot of these legal people. They just want to negotiate a settlement so they can go on to the next person. So I guess we're beating up the legal.
Damien, I will send you any information that I get.
Okay.
With the Facebook Live.
I don't know about that, but yeah, we started cooking here, and I was wondering why, because our head ceiling fan isn't on.
If that's the only way I'd be able to, and you've been in many of our shows, so.
Oh, he knows how to find it.
Yeah.
He finds us on, he knows where to find us on mobile page.
And I could always tell Luna that we found something for you, right?
But he knows how to find us,
Don't lose heart because
that's the hard part.
The other flip side of this is, remember, if you give up, there's nothing gained.
Yeah.
Nothing. Get away with everything that belongs to you. So.
Yeah, that's the hard part, though, is when, you know, you keep... It's like you feel like you're paddling upstream, you know. It's like, I'm never going to get that stuff.
Oh, you got to turn that around and say, I'm, damn it, I'm making this happen.
Yeah, it's like climbing a mountain. You figure out this is nothing good comes easy type of deal. Oh, look at this. I got a battle.
Yeah, so just don't lose heart,
honey.
You
keep talking while I do all this.
All right. Because I am still seeing that you are going to come up with us. We just have to find you the right. And I think Jim is absolutely, if there were tons of them, you'd have to go and interview with them.
Yeah, you know? And you might, if they were throwing the wheels at you, you might choose the wrong one. So being so difficult when you do find one.
I think it's going to be the right match.
Yeah, it's probably going to be the perfect match. Somebody that isn't worried about making $15 million off one little case, and somebody that's interested and cares about your case.
Too bad they can't get into that.
There's not a lot of it. They can't turn your case down based on, you know, racial discrimination stuff, sex, gender, and stuff like that. But
yeah,
they can turn your case down because it's a money making business, you know. But they're not going to say that.
Okay, well, Damien, stay in touch, and we'll see. Well, this is going to turn for you.
Absolutely. And yeah, I definitely check in anytime you want. If you want to look at the cards, even if you have no new info, or if you have new info, we're totally in your case with you now.
Yeah.
So we'd like to know.
Yeah, we're invested.
And we're on your side. Not that it counts for anything.
All right.
We're on your side.
Hey, hon, take care.
All righty. Well, I'll be
good
calling
luck
next
and,
week.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah, enjoy your low main.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Love low main. All those carbs are so good.
Yeah. All righty. Well, see y'all next week.
Word up on that, dog.
But we love him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pokey, let's go back. Let's see. Siobhan still here? Yep, Siobhan, thank you. I want to mention her because she rapped and there was a spammer going nuts. And she said, hey, spammer here. I deleted the comments and booted the spammer.
Yeah,
it's the second one already tonight.
Facebook Alive. Please don't play into these people. They're just, you know, first of all, they have no integrity for interrupting somebody else's show.
And this is for the new folks. People that have even been here for just a few shows, seen the spammers. They know what they are.
Yeah.
They can see all of a sudden this, boom. They want you to friend request me. I want you to inbox me. I said, yeah, right. Two people might think that maybe, a friend of ours is not.
Didn't we have some lady call us up recently? I've been approached about something, and we advised her that you're being approached by a scammer.
Wasn't it
an email or a?
It was something. It might have been a Friday or Saturday show.
Mm-hmm.
It was Friday or Saturday, I think. But you're right. You got to watch out for that. You know, it evolves with technology.
It does.
You know, I mean, there's been crimes since back in the day when people were in crowds and they were picking people and stealing from vendors on the street and stuff to people doing technological crime. So it's just.
For God's sake, be careful on those dating apps. Most of them are a bunch of crooks. Sorry, dating apps. But I got to be honest with you. I have reviewed you all, and 8 out of 10 of you have been scammers.
And some more than others are proactive about trying to get rid of it.
Yeah.
They know if the word gets out on the street that if you go here, you're going to get spammed. They'll die. Their business will die. So they try as active as you can, but there's only so much you can do when you have a large volume of people. You know, it sucks. It sucks. Criminals suck. That's the bottom line. You know, that's the world we live in. That has never changed, you know. Crime has been around since before recorded time. Enough jibber-jabber. We're at the hump. Remind everybody this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. Also, that number to call in is 515-602-9677. And when we are void of callers, we will turn to you messenger phone. We will messenger Deborah Lee when we ask. Okay, so we're halfway through the show. We'll extend it if we have people waiting because we do not like, you know, the only time we not extend is Monday because it's blog talk for the soul. They have a rigid schedule. They're 24/7 operating. So, all right, enough said about that. Let's turn to 618, which is in Illinois. 618, welcome to the Love Doctor Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. And who are we speaking to?
Amy.
Gosh, Amy is in. She's been in Facebook since we started.
Oh, hi, Amy. How are you?
And real quick, shout out to Allison from the UK. Sorry,
Amy. I just wanted to let you know that since we've talked, Mike has been here a couple times, and we've been talking every day. And
all right,
now good.
Wait, refresh us on your situation.
Yes, please do so.
Mike was the guy that I was dating, that he was ghosting me a lot, and you guys told me that, you know, that you said give him time, that he would come around, that he's been hurt, and it's starting to come around.
Oh, so glad for you.
So patient. You were patient, and it paid off.
Well, and the card will tell you, this is a losing proposition. Don't get your energy.
Yeah, and plus, if you're patient, sometimes you let things, like you said, play out.
Yeah.
So it did.
He's still not 100% not ghosting me, and like he was supposed to come and see me today. He still hasn't got here, so I don't know if he's going to or not. But for the most part, he called me.
Want me to look
he
at
called
it
me so
for hard. You? Oh, Amy, want me to look at that for you in the card?
To see where it's going at this point.
Okay. And we love feedback, so thank you for calling in.
Sure. And also, now it's a sign. You know, but there is a certain point where you deserve it to finally get to a place where it needs to be.
He
told me he's just really, really scared.
Okay, all right.
Oh, and look at that honesty.
That is pretty hard to say.
From a
hard to say.
They all think they're so bulletproof. You know.
Well, it's hard to say. Go ahead. I'm sorry, I cut you off.
And then there he is. This time.
I'm sorry, did you get
Are
that?
You on speakerphone?
No, I'm not.
Okay,
I'm in the kitchen. I was doing dishes, but I had
yes. People, and I didn't say that. Multitasking sometimes screws us up on our end. You call your buddy or friend down the street. But to the radio show, whack out.
He texted while we were talking just right in there, so.
He did?
Yeah, he actually just texted.
You know what? I don't understand. But I tell you all, I can be giving somebody a reading, and right then they hear from somebody they have waiting to hear from. What did he say, if you don't mind me asking?
What's that?
What did he say, if you don't mind us being nosy?
He just wanted to let me know he was helping his father.
And what?
His dad is dying of cancer, and so he's been taking his dad back and forth to appointments.
You know what he expects right now? Because he thinks you're going to get because he put his father ahead of coming over. This guy, he's been really stringer. What, by one girl or by I don't know how many? But he's been hurt. So for him to tell you that he's scared, like right now, he's thinking Amy's going to be really mad at me. And
I'm not, because I understand.
Make sure you got a dying father. That's life. Everything else can wait.
You are going to have to read.
You know, I'm a nurse, so I understand what it's like to have that going on in your situation. And I've had lots of family members die, so
he's going to need to hear it a lot of times.
It was somebody who was a caregiver to, I was a caregiver to my husband for months. And I'll tell you, through that, you feel so isolated. Everybody else having parties and, you know, they're going to do stuff. And you just, all you know is that person in front of you, you know, getting ready to draw their last breath.
Yeah, and you don't know when.
Yeah, that's his best friend. Like his dad is his best friend.
At all, and you hope it's not soon, but you know.
Well, let's look at this.
Everything.
This is from a spiritual. You and he are connecting now because you're going to be a tremendous amount of support for him. He loses his father. Mm-hmm.
So things are happening the way it's meant to be. Slow, not like ships colliding in the middle.
No, this is going to be like. So bonding. for the two of you. And I, and the nurse, because maybe any other kind of person look at this like, come
well, I
on.
Lost my brother 2 years ago, and I lost my boyfriend, you know, a year ago. So like, I understand what it's like to lose people too. And my grandfather was murdered. So,
oh my good.
I understand the loss.
Yeah. Well, you have given many, many lessons, not blessings, blessings.
Lessons, yes.
Not
a blessing.
In terms
yeah.
of pain, suffering, all of that.
It's like how life is not little sunshine and roses.
Yeah, right now you're still very young. But when you get higher up in your age, your cards tell me that this could become a calling for helping others as they
oh.
are.
Not necessarily like nursing style, but like spiritually more, right? That and guiding
yeah,
people.
Yeah, I'm almost 41.
Life
well,
coaching.
Honey, that's young.
Yeah, 41. Hey,
yeah,
no,
I
still,
don't feel it.
I'm 65.
I was still playing. I was 41. I was still playing all the same sports I played at.
I'd
so.
Love to be your age again.
Yeah.
So, with be supportive. Let him know you understand. Right now. Oh, she's
I have.
Mad.
I told him, I said, I completely understand. You're doing what I would want you to do. I said, the only thing I want to know is if you're going to come by tonight or not. And I haven't heard back about that yet.
Well,
yeah.
That's okay. And then, you know, if you hear back till tomorrow and he tells you, you know, something about the dad stuff, you just send him. But just send me a quick little text. I can't make it. Just in the future. That's all. Don't mind him. Don't get
yeah.
angry.
It's just going to
yeah.
be hard for him to truly open up. But once he does, your heart better be in a place
right.
that you really feel for this guy because
sure.
he's going to open up.
Do you
like,
think that I'm going to see him tonight or not?
Well, I think maybe not.
Yeah,
because
I think, yeah. And
I
you
think
know,
his father's having a tough time tonight.
And he's got to understand, remind him, hey, completely understand, but just take the 30 seconds to send me a quick little text. That's all. I don't expect you to spend 30
yeah.
minutes talking to me.
He asked me to spend time with him today, so I took off today. I called into work, so I just kind of...
Yeah,
kinda,
I see.
I kind of wish I would have called into work if I knew what was going on.
Oh, of course. And as you two more comfortable in a... As your relationship develops, like tonight, you could, instead of saying, oh, I should have interrupted you because they fly right at him. Out of my head. Sure. What I was going to say, you could text him back and just say, I would really like to know because otherwise I'd worry about you whether you're coming or not.
Yeah, and you know,
yeah.
I think maybe, I know you're, I think in the future with all the stuff going on in his life right now, I don't think I would say I need to take days off in advance.
Yeah.
There's too much turmoil. I would just say, days off, these are my days that I have off. And we just, if we have to make those. Don't start. Don't try to take any extra days off and move schools around because we got a crap going on.
Are you working the like 3 to 11 or something like that?
What's
your
that?
Shift?
Are you on like one certain shift? Or are you on a rotating shift?
Yeah, I'm on a straight shift. So like, he's like always working on the days that I'm off, and I'm always off on the days he's working, and it kind of sucks.
Yeah,
so
it does,
yeah,
but
I take off today so I can spend time with him.
What time do you get on? Is it like 11:30?
I usually work, tonight it would have been 11:30. Normally I work 6 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Well, you know, come over and snuggle with you.
Yeah, you might have to just do that.
And have him
snuggle
up
doing
with you.
Well, there you go.
You probably are just going to have to keep doing that until things get a little more. Just say, if we only get 1 hour together in between our work, then it is.
And I think he would love that.
Yeah. I mean, and that actually is attitude when you're working, both of you.
Yeah. Where there's a will, there's a
true that.
And snuggling up sounds like a great idea.
Or even if you just because it's early for one and somebody's bedtime for the other, it is what it is.
Well, Amy,
thank you for
calling us. And please,
thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Take care.
Right. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
And thanks for the feedback. I'm already talking. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Okay. I'm going to... Cool. We are going to stay in the promised land, the place everybody loves, Illinois. 479, you are a caller now.
You better not say that this is the best date ever, because I'm going to beat you.
779. Haven't heard from her for a while, but I kind of recognize the old area code.
There it is.
Hi, guys.
Hey, how's it going? We haven't heard from you for a while.
Yeah, I've been crazy, busy, everything, you know, how you try to make plans in life and then things go south. That's how things go in my life.
Well, that's how things go life, you know.
Yeah, well, I had plans to come out, but then my sister decided that she needed to go out and fly, which then means I get canned and I have to sit at home. And then, you know, shit hits the fan and life is just life, and it's been up, down, up, down, and I'm just trying to stay afloat. How's that?
Okay, well, all you can do is keep your head above the water.
That's all I'm doing. I'm trying to just doggy paddle and keep my head above the water and spend as much time outside with my chickens because they bring me peace.
Well, I'm glad that we do. So they're support chickens for.
Yes, they should get paid in way more mealyworms than I can afford, because mealyworms are expensive.
Well, I bet.
I mean, they're more than gas, but then again, I think they're right on par with gas per ounce or something like that per gallon. I don't know, but they're expensive. But, yeah, life is good. Weather's beautiful. I'm trying to get out that way. I had a good friend of mine. She's been diagnosed with pretty bad cancer. So trying to get out there, go see her and stuff. But, you know, it's just life.
That.
It's just life.
And one
yeah,
thing,
it's just life.
Something to bear in mind. If you, like we were talking to other, somebody else or previous, it was meant to be, it wouldn't, and you would have been detained, I think, for likely a very good reason, like possibly avoiding.
Well, the weekend I was supposed to be there, it was that super big heat wave you guys got.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to be able to ride. And then I got told by another friend that I would have been very upset if I would have saw the condition of my animal and blah, blah, blah. So I understand cosmic delay. I understand that stuff happens for a reason. Yeah. And because plans change, you shouldn't get too upset, because sometimes it's stopping you from some catastrophic stupid event or hurt feelings or
yep.
something.
Sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Whatever.
Like it's just a, yep. That old lady that's in front of you and you're driving down the road and she's going like 20 miles under the speed limit and you're losing your temper. Remind yourself that she's actually there to slow you down and remind you to take it easy and not rush ahead.
Good point.
That was fate putting that little block there in front of you. So you didn't go down the road.
Yeah. You know, the universe, God, karma.
Yep.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that's
I don't, okay, can you please read on my brother and tell me what the heck is going on with him? Because, you know, he's not always truthful, but my brother Doug has got a lot going on in his life, and I'm trying to get a handle on it. And he told me something, I'm not going to say what it is yet, but he told me something that has me upset. But when you, once again, this comes down to you are an adult, you can't change people. They have to want to change and get better or whatever.
Yeah.
So I just kind of want to know about my brother Doug. Just see what you see about my brother Doug. He's the one that's got the 20-acre farm, and, you know, me and him kind of butt heads. I love him to death, but, you know, he kind of rubs, he's like the black sheep of the family, and, you know, yeah.
Well, I can relate to that.
Yeah.
There's different black sheep or like just they don't go with the family. Some black just like,
well, he doesn't want to admit that he's an alcoholic. We all know that he's an alcoholic. He's been an alcoholic for a very long time.
Yeah.
He smokes,
yep,
like it's going out of style. He's
gotcha.
Not very healthy, but like, you know, I'm trying to get a read on him because you try to have a conversation with him and he just has that, you know, that lack of, I have caring. What's the word I'm looking for? Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't think he's really honest with you, Teresa.
She knows that.
Yeah.
No, he's not. Well, I already know that.
I think there is very likely something really wrong with him.
Physically, mentally,
yeah,
or what? Or both, or
well,
what?
At least physically. I think he needs to have a good, or, you know, by a medical.
A full, thorough checkup.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got really good medical. Okay, so I'll just let the cat out of the bag. He just told me he has some form of cancer.
Yeah,
and
the company
that he works for is monitoring it. It's a form of leukemia, but he couldn't tell me the name of it. And I'm looking at him like, okay, so if anybody told me that, like if my doctor came up to me and told me that I have X, Y, and Z, I would be doing anything in my power to get rid of said diagnosis, change my lifestyle, stop drinking, stop smoking, whatever, right?
Yeah, I think that that's the true part of what he says to you. But the part is he doesn't know how to stop all of these bad habits. He needs to go to rehab.
But he won't. He's been offered rehab. He could have gone on an all-paid vacation to Arizona, from what I was being told, and go to rehab for his smoking and drinking.
I think he's actually starting to think about it, though, Teresa, what I see here. It's starting to sink into him, his mortality.
He's at a fork in the road now.
Yeah.
Just, you can put your,
well, because that's what I said to him.
Yeah.
I looked at him, I said, so... Now what? I said, what are you doing about it? And he's like, nothing. They're just monitoring it. And I'm like, that's not how you deal with cancer, honey.
No.
That's not, no.
I think he's going to change as it gets, okay? He's going to need that nice big smack in the face.
This is a pretty good smack.
Well, I think him coming out and saying something to me and my mom yesterday was the first step. And I'm not trying to be the overbearing Teresa,
right,
like normal, because I'm trying to walk a fine line and not be that aggressive, but he just ruffles my feathers in such a way that I want to punch him all the time, because I just can't stand the fact that somebody treats animals the way he does, and his lack of non-caring, and he doesn't care about himself, and he thinks so poorly about himself. And I try to build him up. I'm like, Doug, we're here to help you, but you know, you got to meet me halfway. I can't do all this for you. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be around him because of the way of his dogs act. And I will judge you 1,000% on how your dogs act or your cats act around me. I can diagnose what's wrong with you. His dogs are all neurotic and crazy. Well, he's neurotic and crazy in his brain. He may not be. It's outward, I guess, of it is the fact that his drinking and smoking is his outward signs that he's definitely got a lot going on inside.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
well,
I'm trying to approach it. I try to approach it from a gentler area. And the fact that he told us yesterday, and my mom was upset, and I looked at my mom, I said, Mom, he's an adult. You can't do anything about it. You can't make people change. They gotta want to change for themselves. They gotta want to be better.
It is.
I told her, I said, you can't be upset. There's no reason to be upset. He's an adult. I know he's your son. I know he came out of your vagina. I get it. You pushed him out. He's your baby. But at the end of the day, he's an adult, and he's going to make his own decisions, because you can't make him do anything. And
Teresa,
trying to get him to do anything is crazy.
Teresa, I think what you need to do is try some tough love with him. First of all, remind him, get your in order so we aren't left with a big mess.
I don't need another mess, because I already got enough messes. But my problem is I hope that he does it with some tough love, because I need to have a conversation with him. But his own wife doesn't know. He doesn't want his son to know. But he let the cat out of the bag, and he told us directly. And now I see it. I see the effect, because he's lost a lot of weight.
I think he's asking you to tell them
Sometimes people will tell somebody else so they don't have, because they can't tell them themselves.
And you should stage an intervention.
Good luck with that. No, that ain't going
to
happen.
He told
the one person in the whole entire world who's got the biggest blabbermouth, which then said it to the next or actual biggest blabbermouth. My mom is a blabbermouth. She can't keep a secret to save her life. Then she told my sister, and my sister's been trying to approach him and talk to him about it. So,
well, Teresa, honey, I'm going to have to start wrapping up the show. I really think that he told a blabbermouth so that he can do it. He wants you guys to do it.
I kind of figured that, because when you let the cat out of the bag like that, you're kind of hoping it, because he knew who he was calling, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, some people are not good at telling close people things like that, so they'll tell somebody that will let the town crier know.
That's definitely my brother.
To relieve them of the burden.
All right, well, please call us again. Tell us how things are going, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Right.
I love you.
Take care.
Love
you
guys. Yep.
Love you, too.
Yep, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Well, you can sure tell, can't you, listening in, folks, when somebody is really, you know, just tied up in knots and going through a lot. Sometimes our show is the only place.
Lots of brother. I mean, there's a lot of turmoil,
where they can
too.
Vent. She's got a father who's got one foot on a banana. There we go.
Take it. Take it, Deb.
Let me turn her up. Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing, my darling?
I'm good.
Hey. Show.
Yes.
And
how's it going?
Same old, but this is not. Right,
okay.
All right.
This is a court that it's not gone to court. It's a case that's taken up since last year. It's been a year and a half. And my own solicitor was so far useless. She hasn't rang me about it. I rang her to about it, see what's going on. Anyway, I rang her today. No barrister will take on the case. Have to go to court because the company I'm suing for defamation of character.
Okay.
It's tort for my daughter, basically, that she got accused of what, right? And I was there next to my daughter.
Okay. Now, remember, we cannot give, like, much for legal advice.
Yeah, she knows, or it's for everybody else. So we are not, we have no credentials. We can't give you
opinions.
But I
can give you how the atmosphere is.
She can give you a snapshot.
No, all I want to know is will the case go in my favor?
Okay.
Will it not go into court? Will it outside of court?
That's a good question.
I'm not taking responsibility for this.
Of course, imagine that. Okay.
Do you have any other witnesses?
There's cameras. It was only just me and my daughter inside the shop, but there's cameras. It was embarrassing.
Okay.
I was mortified. I never forget. Forget that day.
Is the defendant an adult, or is it another child?
No, my daughter.
They're suing.
Oh.
On behalf of her daughter.
Yeah, but I mean the person you're suing. Are
it's
they
a company?
Oh, it's.
The company. So
yeah,
it's
company.
Them. The company because it's defamation
lawyers
of
are.
That's what they thought. One of their staff came booting down at the desk, pointed at my daughter, and she said, "You're going to pay for this," which they my daughter didn't in the shop because I got in another shop.
I see.
And,
well, you know what? I really think that it's having to go to court is going to be never happened. And I say that because they're going to want to hush you up and settle out of court. But that's just my own opinion.
The opinion on
that
based on the card.
That's good what you said, because a medium told me only a few months ago the same question, and he said he feels that this as I was saying, court.
I do.
And I said to him, "Will it be time frame?" And he's saying, "Well, my fiction is to go near August."
I would go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in agreement.
So it's nice to hear it from somebody else. Like, so
thank you.
Because, like, I'm literally when my said to me, "No barrister," because the barrister thinks. Just thinks this is a weak case.
Well, it's going to be based on character and integrity.
Well, and when you sue a company vice a certain point, that they will just I want to settle. And sometimes they wait until it actually looks like you are have your mind to go to court. Then they say, oh, okay, she's ready. She's really serious.
Yeah.
I will settle.
I really feel they'll be settling out of court.
Yeah, but after you probably are. Yep.
Yeah.
You said you
No, don't. I
think you need to rely inside yourself on so that they this can.
You'll probably have to get an actual court date before they are serious, right?
When my daughter will get a policy.
I think that's what the settlement.
You can make that a stipulation of that, and I don't think there's a problem with it at that point when you get to the settlement phase.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to have a problem with it.
The last thing I want is to go to court because I don't know what judge would be there or what volume of
Oh, we know.
Yeah, of course.
So,
and
if it's just the case.
It's like a poker
case,
game.
Yeah.
Then my sister said that this might actually will go to court.
Well, fails.
They're not.
Remember.
Their responsibility. This was the mistake. You know, she only asked and she pointed out my daughter. She told a minor. My daughter was.
And it was inappropriate. And I'll tell you what, remember, you have your sleeve, so to speak, and that would be threatening to the media. They are not going to want that.
Yeah, and you can say, hey, I have this court case coming up, and you could tell me, you should check this out. Here's the
And they won't let.
I think that once you get a date set, that's when they know you're serious.
Then they will can't. Yeah,
they're probably going to be jerkwads right now.
Please come.
We got to get.
The other person advised that it would be in by.
August sounded okay now.
But get busy with it, okay?
Get busy with it.
We want to hear how this goes, hon.
Yeah, you got to keep checking with all these variables and the legal stuff. You got to keep checking back because things
because,
change.
Like, I was thinking today, should I drop the case? I was thinking, no. And then, thinking then, no, don't drop it. Like,
no, I would not. It's important.
No.
Right.
And
I just go with my sister, what she said about the court, but it won't go to court. It was set aside.
Well, go forward is what I think, hon. I really do.
And thank you for sticking around. She was very proud of her opportunity to messenger in.
Yes, we do have to go now.
She's there in the middle of the week.
Okay. Yes, thank you, and try to rest.
Thank you for being patient, Shimon.
Yeah,
Shimon.
Okay,
Shimon.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to have to
go. We got a minute and a half. Got the 2-minute warning. Actually, I'll let you know because it's been a while. We had, I think you saw Jen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ashley said, gave us a hi. She's been forever because she's taken a break, Ashley.
Yes.
That's because she gave us a hi. She didn't say what was going on. Alicia gave us a hi. Some of the people we haven't seen for a while, so that's cool. We don't know if you're still here. We had a lot of callers and stuff. So we got Mento.
All right, so we're going to tell you we'll be here Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. Another one of our overflow shows from News for the Soul, which is on Mondays when we do our show, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Shows.
Yeah, that's on Monday. Please be here Friday, and you will soon be notified, like before then, if you have a prize.
Or around then-ish. You know, you've got to put a list together and get all the names so you can draw them out of a hat.
Bye-bye.